When Christ came into the world, he said to the Father, "A body you prepared for me. A body you prepared for me." But what body did God prepare for Jesus? Well, take a guess. On December 22nd, some of you might be in high gear preparing mode, preparing gifts, preparing food, preparing travel plans. Well, take comfort in knowing that in the days leading up to the first Christmas, God also was preparing. But he wasn't cleaning the house or wrapping gifts or baking cookies. Our second reading today tells us that he was preparing a body for Jesus. What does that mean for us? Well, that line from the letter to the Hebrews has a somewhat interesting history. The author of Hebrews writes, "When Christ came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me.'" And he's quoting a line from Psalm 40 in the Old Testament. Now, there are two problems with that. First is that it's not really what Psalm 40 says, at least not in its earliest versions. And secondly, you can't really say that Jesus said it when it was written before Jesus was born. However, every book of the Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit, Hebrews just as much as Psalms. So the Holy Spirit inspired the writer of Hebrews to use a newer translation that said, "A body you prepared for me." And the Holy Spirit inspired the writer to attribute that quotation to Jesus. So we know it's true. So that being put to rest, we can return to the more important question. What body was being prepared for Jesus? Well, earlier this month, we celebrated the feast of our patroness, Our Lady of Guadalupe. So the night before, I was outside greeting people late at night as they were showing up for Mass. And a very little boy, maybe 6 or 7 years old, came up to me. And in his kind of broken English, he said to me, "What's your name?" And I said, "Well, take a guess." He looked at me and he said, "I've never heard that name before. Take a guess." And then he walked away. Well, I have two guesses what body was being prepared for Jesus leading up to Christmas. Two guesses. Some have said that the body prepared for Jesus refers to Mary. After all, this is no ordinary baby. And so whoever is going to be his mother must be no ordinary woman. And prepare her God did, preserving Mary from sin from the first moment of her conception, and eventually sending the angel Gabriel to announce that her body would be the first home for Jesus. But a second guess that others have put forward is that preparing a body refers to God getting all of humanity ready, so that for the first time in history, and the only time in history, God could become a human being. God waited for the right time to send his son to take a body like ours. Now, ironically, we need to prepare our own bodies to receive Jesus. We prepare our bodies for Jesus in communion by fasting from food or drink for at least an hour, by being free from mortal sin. We prepare our bodies for Jesus in our neighbor by forgiving and being forgiven, by loving and not judging. And we prepare for Jesus at Christmas by waiting, anticipating, and practicing patience. So if you ask me what it means when Christ came into the world and said, "A body you prepared for me," well, Father, Take a Guess would say it could either be Mary that would carry him, or the body that Jesus himself would take, or very possibly both of those bodies. Either way, it alludes to a certain getting ready for Jesus to come, which God the Father did, and which we too should do.